God, we all sense the Lord has drawn so near to us already. That tells us that he was looking forward to this meeting, and that he desires to be here in our midst. And so that ought to encourage us. If Jesus wants to be here and he wants to bless, then I'm in the right place. Let's turn in our white songbooks to number 28, and let's sing it right to him. Number 28 in the white.
Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me.
tell us that the best commentary, the best Bible commentary, is a dictionary. We read so many words in the Bible and we don't really get the full meaning of them, and we just kind of gloss over them. We have a general idea of what they mean, and so we just keep reading and getting blessed. And I'm not talking about the Greek or the Hebrew, I'm just talking about the English. There are words in the King James Version of the Bible, and sometimes we come upon words that we're not familiar with. We ought to pick up the dictionary and find out what we're reading so we can understand the words that are before us. And I think it's that way with the hymn book, too. You know, as we've been singing these hymns, every once in a while as we're singing, I'm thinking, does anybody know what that means or what that word means? Years ago, Brother Phil Walfel used to drive a Dodge Transport. And so I told him, I'm not getting in the car with you. You love Jesus too much. I love thee so, I know not how my transport's to control. Well, he didn't think it was as funny as I did. That word transport means emotions. I looked it up. I love you so much, I can hardly control my emotions. And that's just one example of words in the hymn book that aren't so familiar to us. And so, do that. If there's a word or a phrase that doesn't make sense, it really pays to take time to look into that, because there's something you'll miss if you don't get the full import. Okay, now we're in verse 3, right?
For thou to me.
you so, I love you so, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody mentioned it the other day, and when they testified, I thought, oh, that happened to me too. I found Jesus in my home church. I got saved and I got to know him. But I fell in love with Jesus at Pilgrim Camp. I think it was Gilmore that was saying he's just falling in love with Jesus all over again. Hallelujah. How precious that is, that we can really love him, really enter into this intimate relationship with our Savior. We have become so precious to us, becomes everything to us. Our heart's desire is to stay close to him, to know him better, to love him more. That's what happened to me at Pilgrim Camp. And of course, that experience has to be nurtured, and we have to learn to continue falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Not just at camp, but now wherever we go. You know, when you fall in love with Jesus, no one and nothing else can satisfy. And so you have to just keep after him. And he keeps after you. In the Assembly of God Church, when I was a young person, we attended the Assembly of God Church in Shirley, Long Island. And we used to sing, I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the years go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him. Tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's fall in love with Jesus all over again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
to worship.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, I love you, Savior. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Pour out your love upon these campgrounds, Lord, even in this meeting, even tonight, down in the village and down in the cottage there. Let there be a great outpouring of the love of Jesus Christ over this place to every heart, Lord. Awaken us to your great love for us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, will so that we can love you back the way you deserve to be loved and adored. Make that love real to the little children, Jesus. Make them to feel safe and secure, knowing that you love them, knowing that you promise to take care of them, that they're your little lambs and you're their great shepherd. And Lord, you're going to guide them and lead them and protect them. Do it for the young ladies, Lord, as they consider Psalm 23 as well. Jesus, make the love of Christ so real to these girls. Let that love satisfy the longing in their heart, Lord. Jesus, perhaps they're looking other places to satisfy that longing, but Lord, nothing will satisfy like Jesus. And we pray that you'll help them to realize that and to not waste their time looking for love where there is no real love. But, oh, Jesus, we pray that you'll draw them to you and draw them to Calvary and cause that love of Christ to be shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost. Lord, and all of us, Jesus, we all want to love you more. We all want to serve you better. We want to be more given to you. And so, Lord, help us, we pray. We can't do it unless you do it in us. But, Lord, we can invite you to, and we can yield ourselves, and we can believe you. And so we do tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a song about, help me to serve thee more and more, praise you o'er and o'er, and live in your presence. It's called Living for Jesus. It's in our white book, and it's 102. 102 in the white book. Now, if you haven't testified yet, maybe tonight's your night. I don't know. But at least consider it and ask the Lord about it. Okay. Hallelujah.
Trials may come, yet I'll not fear. stop praising God. Let the praises of God just rise up within you. Hallelujah. If we spent half the meeting praising the Lord with the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon us, oh, it would be well worth it. God would move and God would work. Hallelujah. So praising God isn't a waste of time. It isn't a time filler, but it's an operation of the Holy Ghost that opens the heavens and lets Jesus come and move freely in our hearts and in our midst. Hallelujah. So let's be sensitive to what God wants in this meeting. Hallelujah. It's His meeting after all. Not mine, not yours. It's His. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I love you so. I praise your name. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, you took my burdens. Oh. praises of God in our mouths.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Start a song where I know that I don't really know the verse, I look to my wife and I depend on Lily to finish it for me, but she's not here. This has been very strange having Lily down in the village. I told her I feel like we're dating again, and I can hardly wait to get down to the meal to see her lining up with the girls. I picked a little flower and gave it to her the other day with a note that said, I love you, do you love me? Check one. And I found a wilted flower in my room and I never saw the note again. But she assures me that she still loves me. Praise God. That's nice. Tevin, we're good?
We found our voice.
Great. Okay. Are we going to hear from the young men now? Is it just the young men?
Yeah,
ladies too?
Just us.
And the young at heart. Okay, well, we look forward to it. Come, let the Lord use you to bless us.
Okay, I'd just like to read this first verse to you.
Here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood, when the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. Who his love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise, he can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days.
O love of God, so rich, so pure, so measureless and strong, shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. There's no love like that on earth. It's heavenly, it's divine. You can only find it in Jesus Christ. But we can, as we've heard tonight. It's still His love that finds us. And it's a love that will not let me go. Praise God. The Apostle John said, we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God wants you to know His love, and He wants you to believe in it. Believe that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And He's proven that love to us by going all the way to Calvary while we were yet sinners. Now that we belong to Him, how much more should we expect to experience the love of Christ in our lives? So thank you for that song, man. That was great. I can hardly wait until the waitresses sing for us. We've heard from the village, and now from our men, and I'm sure that will come somewhere along the way. Praise God.